Break at the half. Coming up next, this is the Moth Grand Slam Story winner from 2014 in Chicago, which is really fucking awesome that she's here. This is Lily B.
All right. Okay. Life for me, it doesn't have to be for y'all, is like an open world game to me. I'm big on the open world gaming. My son and I bond off open world games. You know, your GTAs and your Skyrims and your, you know, and your, my favorite, Fallout 3s, you know? I think it's because, much like life, your decisions and your actions play out in these games. They take you either to different paths, or they take you to different missions, or they get you different rewards, different achievements, different trophies. I remember sitting with my son. He's about 10 years old, and he's having problems at school. And it's when I first laid this analogy on him, like real talk. He's having problems with his friends, he doesn't get them, and my response to him is like, fuck them. Talk. Fuck those little kids. Because real talk, you guys are all playing the same level right now. You're 10, they're on level 10, you're all playing the same level. Ain't shit they know that you don't know. If anything, Xavier, I tell him, I'm your cheat code. I'm your cheat guide. I am your walkthrough to this thing, this game of life that you're playing. You know, you're not going to learn shit from them. Ain't shit that they're going to say that you don't already know. But me, your mama, I know. And you can take my walkthrough and do it play by play, do it move for move. Or you can take my walkthrough and make it your own. And it got it. He got it. He smiled with this smile. Because if you want to struggle, I told him, then you have a baby at 16 like I did. Mm-hmm. You know? If you want to make life hard, then do that. And he's like, no. And it's true, because he's 18 now. I'm not a grandmother, so obviously he took it to heart. Right? And that's how we bonded. Like, we bonded through gaming, him and I. Even now, the only way I know he's alive is because he lights my torch on My Singing Monster. He doesn't answer my fucking calls. But when I open that game and I see my torch lit, I know he's okay. I know. That's my baby. And so I should have taken my own damn advice in 2010. You see, 2010 is when I feel life, for me, started. In 2010, he had already been out of my house for 2 years on some Rumpelstiltskin-ass agreement I made with his father when I said, hey, you could take him at 13. And sure enough, like a troll, he was at my door taking my son at 13. And I said, fine, but I was left home alone. And then what I did was I sunk into a depression. I paused my game of life, so to speak. I missed my son. It was the same year that I got rid of my alcoholic, abusive ex. And it was the same year that I lost my career pretty much in real estate. And so I sunk deep into depression. And unlike the advice I had told my son, which is just like, just keep it moving. Just like in your video games, you keep that shit moving and you try something different. You don't do the same move over and over and over again thinking shit's going to be different. You try something different. And I didn't follow that advice. And I should have. And then one day I'm babysitting in Lyle, and I'm in my funk. No one has seen me for months. My son and I communicate very seldomly. And a friend calls me and says, bitch, you need to get out the fucking house. Let's get out this fucking funk. And you need to come out to Wicker Park. And you need to come to this storytelling show called Grown Funk Stories. Yep. And I said, I'll think about it. And just as I said that, the baby that I was nannying threw up all over me. I had to take my shirt off, put it in the washer. I'm sitting there in her living room with a baby, crying baby, and a bra, just sitting there like, this is what my life is now. This is the game. This is my game now. This is some bullshit. This is a bullshit-ass game. And I decided to change it up. I get back on the phone. I pick up the phone. I tell Sonia, look, Sonia, I will be there. Save me a seat. And I left Lyle, took the Metro into town, and went to my first storytelling show just to watch, just like you guys. And unbeknownst to me, this bitch, Sonia, threw my name in the bucket. And so when they called Lily, when Carter Burgundy called Lily, I looked around for the other Lily. And from across the room, because I showed up a little late, my girl's like, no, bitch, that's you. That's you, Lily. And I was nervous and I was scared, just like I was nervous and scared, you know, right before the end of Fallout, when you're just like, oh, I gotta go through all these fucking robots. And I But I went up, and the first story I told was about my son, because he's who all this is for. This is why I do this. It's for him. And so I told the story about him putting cash in a girl's book bag. Another story. And the rest is history, you guys. I went the following month. I went the month after that. I did this for 2 years until I found out there were other storytelling shows, and then I showed up at the Moth, and I started to actually own and love this game I've been playing my whole life. The story of my life. And every accomplishment and every trophy and every fucked up move I made that landed me in a fucking dark ass pit and I had to restart was now something I could... Where is a badge? Where is an achievement? Where is that trophy? Storytelling saved my life. It saved my life, and in turn, it saved my son's life. All because I decided to do and not just sit there and do nothing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lily. That was great. The lesson I took from that is that we really need to start putting people on the spot more. Joe Gennaro, come on.
No, Joseph.